අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර Dear children, welcome you all to Ruhunu Guru Gedara Educational Program. I am Nadini Udeshika Satsarani, a teacher of English from Pitabeddara Secondary School. In today's lesson, you are going to learn how to use the words in different word classes. I am pretty sure you already know what word classes are. Yes, they are nouns, verbs, adjectives and adverbs. I know you all are familiar with these from previous lessons. So, this lesson focuses on grade 10, unit 9, activity 9 and 10 on page numbers 90 and 99. At the end of this lesson, you will be able to use the words in different word classes appropriately. I hope you all get ready with talk sheet and your notebook. Okay, let's start the lesson. Before starting the lesson, I'm going to give you a small quiz. So, look at the activity 1 in your talk sheet. Here, you have to read the given passage and you have to find two nouns, verbs, adjectives and adverbs. Let's read the passage and find the answers. Health plays a very important role in our life. It is defined as social, mental, physical fitness of our body. A healthy person is someone who is mentally and physically fit and do not have any kind of tension. Now, I think you can find the answers and write them in the table. Before discussing the answers, I would like to ask a question from you. What's a noun? Yes, as you all know, a noun is a thing or a place or an object. So, here in the first column, you have to write any two nouns from the passage. Yes, as the answers, you can write health, life, body, person, and there are some more nouns. Then tell me, what's a verb? Yes, a verb means an action, state or occurrence. So, you can write place, define, is and have as verbs. Let's see the adjectives. You know an adjective is used to describe a noun. For example, look at the word phrase important in the passage. Yes, important further describes the noun role. So, important is an adjective. Likewise, you can find adjectives social, physical, healthy and kind from the passage. So, then tell me, what is an adverb? Yes, an adverb is a word that describes a verb. You all know most adverbs are formed by adding ly at the end. So, at a glance, you can find the adverbs. Mentally, physically, from the passage. Hope you all got correct your answers. Let's move to the next activity. That is activity 2. Read the following sentences and write the functions of the underlined words. That means you have to write the word classes of the each underlined word. Let's see the first one. I went to a bookshop with my brother. I went to a bookshop with my brother. In the first sentence, the word book describes the noun shop. So, the word class of book is an adjective. Second one, my brother bought new books. My brother brought new books. Here the word books acts as a noun. Third one, I book fire tickets from the movie. I book fire tickets for the movie. According to the subject verb object structure, you know here book acts as a verb. So the word class is verb. Fourth one, tourists love the natural beauty of Sri Lanka. Tourists love the natural beauty of Sri Lanka. When you heard the words natural beauty, natural is an adjective. So the beauty is a noun. Then you can write the answer as noun. In the fifth sentence, waterfalls, trees, flowers and animals beautify the environment. It is easy. Here beautify acts as a verb. Let's see the next one. Peradeniya Botanical Garden is very beautiful. Beautiful? You already know beautiful is an adjective. Seventh one, peacocks dance beautifully. How peacocks dance? Yes, beautifully. What's the word class? Yes, very good. It's an adverb. Eighth one, my mother waters the plants. What does your mother do? Yes, she waters. That means an action. It's a verb. Ninth one, my sister drank boiled water. What did your sister drink? Yes, boiled water. What is the function of water? Yes, it acts as a noun. Tenth one, can you bring my water bottle, please? Can you bring my water bottle, please? Which bottle? My water bottle. Tell me how water functions as here. Yes, as an adjective. Now, I hope you all get the idea of how words act in different word classes. Let's move to the activity 3 in your talk sheet. Here, in the activity 3, you can see some word forms given in boxes. So, first you have to read the given words and then the sentences. So, you can select the correct form of the word from the box. When you select the words, you have to think whether it acts as a noun, verb, adjective or adverb. Then you can easily match the answers. Let's find the answers. What are the given words here? Yes, creation, creative, creatively, creates. You know, these are different forms of create. Shall we find the answers? Yes, sure. Let's look at the sentence A. This picture is the blank of a great artist. This picture is the blank of a great artist. The answer should be the noun. So, it's creation. You can easily find the answer for the second one. Nizam blank a new web page. According to the subject verb object structure, there should be the verb. So, the answer creates. Nizam creates a new web page. As the third, you need to think blank to find a solution. How do you need to think? So, the answer should be an adverb. So, it's creatively. For the last one, D, you know the answer. He is a very creative poet. Let's see the second question. Three words are given here. What are they? Attractive. What are they? Attractions, attracts and attractive. These are the formations of the word attract. In the sentence A, the artist drew a blank portrait. Portrait acts as the noun. So we have to find the adjective. What's it? Yes, it's attractive. In the sentence B, she blank a lot of boys. They flock around her. She blank a lot of boys. They flock around her. The verb is missing here. So, as the verb, you can select attracts. In the sentence C, Sigiri is one of tourists blank in Sri Lanka. Sigiri is one of top tourists blank in Sri Lanka. Here the answer attractions acts as the noun. Now I think you can find the answers very quickly and easily. In the third question, there are five formations of the word produce. Tell me, what are they? Producer, produce, productive, production and products. Let's see one by one. In the sentence A, bees blank honey. What's the answer? Yes, it should be the verb produce. In the sentence B, Miss Renuka Balasuriya is a film blank. Can you tell me the answer? Yes, it should be the noun producer. In the sentence C, Oriflame is one of my favorite skincare blank. What is your answer? Yes, products. Oriflame is one of my favorite skincare products. It also acts as the noun. Now, only two answers remain there, production and productive. In the sentence D, the blank of the film cost $20 million. Here, it can't be productive. So, the answer is production. The production of the film cost $20 million. In the sentence D, the answer productive. Ministry of Education implemented a productive plan to uplift the O-level results. Now, I hope you all can find the answers alone. So, I am going to read the sentences of fourth question with the answers. Here, respectfully, respect and respectful are given in the box. The word respect acts as both noun and the verb. Respectfully is an adverb and the respectful is an adjective. In the sentence A, we should respect our elders. We should respect our elders. In the sentence B, children in our family are always respectful to their elders. Children in our family are always respectful to their elders. In the sentence C, he respectfully removed his hat when he entered the religious place. He respectfully removed his hat when he entered the religious place. In the sentence D, children have the utmost respect for the teacher and her dedication. Children have the utmost respect for the teacher and her dedication. Now we have come up to the last question. In the fifth question, sentence A, people must drive blank. What is the answer? Careless, care or carefully? Yes, it's carefully. People must drive carefully. In the sentence B, the police must take actions against blank drivers. The police must take actions against careless drivers. Third one, you should take blank of yourself. You should take care of yourself. You should take care of yourself. Last one, children must blank for their parents. There should be the verb, care. Children must care for their parents. Here the care acts as both noun and the verb. We have come to the end of our today's lesson. let's wind up the lesson for today. Hope you all enjoyed. Thank you for participating in our program. I'm Nadini Udeshika Satsarani, a teacher of English from Pitabeddara Secondary School. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye.
Rumi, Guru Gedara Sambandhava, obata matuwana gatalu saha obi adahas palakirimata den SMS sewawak sakriyai. Ingreesi vishayata adala paadama pilimandhava obata gatuluwak wenam ENG histanak Q histanak prashneya pahediliwa saralawa sandahan kota ingreesi akuren wenath aakarayakin kiyanne nam singlish ho tanglish walin liya 0.7881 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න තිබේ නම් ඔබ කල යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මීන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර